From the WEKU Newsroom, I'm Brian Burkhart with the Daily News Podcast for October 9th, 2025. The Tennessee Valley Authority is investing in new nuclear energy. The utility now has three projects underway to bring nuclear plants online in the region. Caroline Eggers with the Appalachian Mid-South Newsroom has this report.
In a typical year, TVA gets about 40% of its electricity from nuclear. Lately, it's seen more outages, but nuclear is usually the top source of electricity. And TVA is planning to add much more nuclear capacity. In May, it became the nation's first utility to apply for a permit to build a small modular reactor for a project in Oak Ridge. TVA CEO Don Moll recently told the utility's board that
no utility is working harder or faster than we are when it comes to deploying new nuclear technology.
In August, TVA scored another first. It signed a contract with a startup called Kairos Power to support Google data centers. And last month, TVA set up another contract to buy as much as 6 gigawatts, or roughly 75% of its current total nuclear capacity, from Intra One Energy, a startup with limited public information and ties to the Trump administration. While there's a lot of hype around nuclear right now, there's probably even more skepticism. But if any of these projects actually deliver, TVA will be ahead of the pack in a new world of nuclear.
That was Caroline Eggers with the Appalachian Mid-South Newsroom. Louisville Metro Council is considering making the Park Ranger program a full-fledged police department. The council's Public Safety Committee moved the approval forward at its meeting on Wednesday. Chief Park Ranger James Brown says not having an official designation has hurt recruiting. He says the community-focused approach of the program won't change.
Every one of these parks has its own unique identity and its culture, and so it's going into those, meeting those people who are there on a daily basis and building rapport with them and building that partnership.
Louisville's park rangers are currently considered special police under state law. That makes them ineligible for the training they need to be certified law enforcement officers. A decision by the Department of Defense will get high school athletes back to competing amid the government shutdown. Kevin Willis has more on the story.
The ongoing government shutdown put a hold on athletics at Fort Knox High School and Fort Campbell High School due to a lack of appropriations for Department of Defense Education Activity Schools. That meant both games and practices were called off indefinitely. That changed after a decision this week by the Department of Defense allowing students at those schools to return to the playing field even as lawmakers continue navigating budget negotiations. U.S. Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky sent a letter last week to Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth asking the department to continue athletics at its 161 schools nationwide. The shutdown led to the cancellation of recent football games at both Kentucky schools, as well as senior night for the Fort Campbell High School volleyball team. I'm Kevin Willis in Bowling Green.
The 13th annual Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular is lighting up Louisville's Iroquois Park through November 2nd. 5,000 intricately carved pumpkins illuminate the trail this year. All of them are grown on farms in Kentucky before coming to Louisville. Organizers say 115,000 people visited the trail last year, and nearly half were from out of town. Travis Reckner has led the Passion for Pumpkins, the production company behind the Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular, for decades. He says this year is the best one yet.
I've built a lot of these over the years, so every year you try to outdo the year before.
I thank the pumpkin gods, because it really is magical.
This year is all about puns, so all the hand-carved jack-o'-lanterns must fit the theme of dad jokes or cheeky one-liners. You can learn more on these stories and others when you visit us at weku.org or on the WEKU mobile app. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.